It's AFQ. It's the post-match AFQ that we said we'd do before the match started. Rob Gutman might turn up, he might not, to be quite honest with you at this point. So I've got Ben Johnson and I've got John Gibbons with me. And it's just fucking freezing. And I just feel like, you know, we've got to start there. I've got football left to give here. Honestly, I am absolutely just... I'm fucking kicking off on people on the hot mic, John. I was fucking kicking off on the comments. I'm kicking off on the comments on the hot mic last five. Like, honestly, like a fucking man walking into a restaurant with a polythene bag screaming about the fucking government. I was like a fucking psychopath.
It was mad, you know, Ben. I did feel like I have to go at one point, like, leave it. He's not worth it, Neil. He's not worth it. Honestly, the last five, all the stoppage time, all 5 minutes of it was Neil arguing with this fella called Chris.
What had Chris done? Was he just being
basically
stars,
Chris wanted us to personally, like, start doing more shows on VAR, so they'll have to get rid of it. And then Neil was like, well, I don't think we're powerful enough to do that. And then Chris was like, can't you just have a go? And Neil just took real exception to the whole situation.
Explained to Chris, if I had that sort of power, Anthony Taylor would not currently be a Premier League referee. Like, Anthony Taylor's very existence is demonstration of the limits of my power. Now, could I be a benign force for good in the wider world if given sufficient power? The answer is fucking yes. But yet that has not happened at this stage of proceedings. And so Anthony Taylor is watching Sadio Mane fucking shove Nodder Evans shove Sadio Mane in the back, watches him do it and goes, that's fine. Fucking fill your boots.